We're up to the bottom of the page. We had a different opinion when the Mishnah says Odem red. What color exactly is red? The last thing we learned was that maybe it's Dam Hakaza, the blood that when you let your blood, or Dam Shchita, when you shecht an animal. We had different opinions exactly what it is. The first burst, or we had like a pigeon, or of a bocher who was never married. And so on, his pinky, and he was cured, and it's the second time. Okay, the mother. Meisa asks a question. Meisa, there's an incident with Tola Rameya about a woman had a stain, and it was red, and Rameya said, maybe it's Kila, maybe it's some of the paste they put on their eye, and that's the red, where the red came from. So, see, there are other reds as well, besides what you're all arguing about. Rebbe Tola Besarav Shikma, he said it was the sap of a sycamore tree, and that's also a reddish color, and maybe that's what it is. My lava Adam, so what are they doing? They're saying that it's red and a different version of the red. So what's this whole machlekes before? No, Ashar Damim, 28. Ashar Damim. Red is red, but remember the Mishnah gives other colors, and the other colors, different shades. And different hues and different, that's where it comes under. Says the Gemara. Ameibar. The one sitting before somebody who's letting blood using some kind of a tool. Shokli le karna kamaisi, took the extracted the first amount of blood. La meima chazia, he looked at it. Amalu adam netnan ki hai. When the Mishnah says red, this is exactly what the red is supposed to look like. Shokli chazia took a second, amount of blood from him. Amalu ishtani, this shade ray is different, it's not included. Ravashi said, "No, I. To me, they all look the same. I can't tell them the first blood that was extracted. The second one, I will not be one who is going to do maris." Said, "We write the shocher kacheres. It has to be black like cheres, which is something you use for ink, a pigment used for ink." When you say cheres, we're talking about we mean ink. So in other words, we don't mean the cheres that gets dissolved in water. We mean the cheres that gets dissolved in ink. Tanya that was dissolved in ink. So just say the ink, because this is the part of the pigment of the ink. If you would say ink, I would think it's the weaker side, the fainter side, the lighter side of the color. In other words, when you let it sit, the cheres, it sinks to the bottom, so then the ink itself, the liquid of the ink, is a bit lighter. So that's all black. We're talking about when this charus is on top of the ink, when it's all black. When you say over here, this charus, you're talking about when it's moist, or you're talking about when it's dry. No, dry ink or moist ink. Toshma, come here. The Rabbi Ami once, poly courted the yaisa, he cut apart dry ink into pieces. Body bun used to use that to draw an analogy of the blood, similar to that. Check against it. So is he clearly even dry? Is the right color? What about a kid? If it looks like black wax, or very dark wax? What's very dark wax? I don't know exactly. Like black grapes. That's just another shot of a kid, maybe some kind of herb. Tameya, that means that it's real blood, and is tummy. We learned Amuk became tummy. If it's darker than the black of Chedas, then it's tummy. That's what these black grapes are, or black wax. What exactly is black wax? Where is it coming from? What makes black wax? Okay. Black bee. Kezai, it looks like an olive. Kezef, it looks like a pitch. Or Ka'ed, it looks like a raven, toy, that even though they're black, they're much lighter, and therefore they're toy. Zui Shinu, Dia Mikain toy. If it's lighter than the black of Chedis, it is toy. Now, black olive is pretty black. So this is what Ravashi was saying before, that he doesn't want to get involved in checking these colors because it's very hard to really know them. Ula says, Kilavusha Sivo, like your clothing, the garments made out of the city of Sivo, they either make dark clothes. Ula, Ikla.
referring to here is the dark grass.
Dark grass.
And it's called kiln because the grass grows in the cracks of walls.
Ah, interesting. Okay, and you make wax out of it. Okay. Ula, ikla Pompadisa, Ula once came to Pompadisa, Chazi Lutai, you saw this wandering nomad, the lovish Lavusha, Uch was wearing dark clothes. Amalu, he turned to his Tamid and said, you see, Shachar Etnan, you know, the Mishnah says, black, ki hai, exactly like this black that this man is wearing. What did they do? Martimene Purta Purta, they started to rip parts of his clothing off. But look what they did. Yuavabe Arba Mezuz, they gave 400 Zuzim. It's a fortune. Rabbi Yechon says, you know what it is? Elu kelim ho olur yorin. These are the towels or the robes that they use in the bathhouses that come from overseas, and they're very dark. The memra the uchmin the dark. You're telling me that these Ulurian are very, very dark, and that's why Mishnah means Chedid. Rabbi Yehuda once told his children, "Bani, my children, al tikvuroni, don't bury me like bekeinu Chedid. Don't bury me dark clothes. Ever like bekeinu, no, I don't want white tachrichim either. Even though the Moreh Moed Katan made a takana there, or even though Gamliel, even though he was very rich, he said, bury me in white tachrichim, but it wasn't yet, I guess, accepted everywhere. So Rabbi Yehuda said, don't bury me white. Now look what he explains." Shchaidim, I don't want black. Shem Eske, maybe I will be Zoicheveya and I will go to Gan Eden and I'll be black and everyone's white. Veya Avlo Kvayna Chsanim. What exactly does this mean? Because you don't come there with your clothes. I don't exactly know. So obviously it means more. It's symbolic. Whatever the last thing is that you're wearing in the Kaver, that's the kind of person you are. So when in Gan Eden I'll be on black. I look like an Avlo between all these Chsanim. They're all happy. And the happiest moment in a person's life is being a Chassan. So the happiest, they'll be all happy people in Gan Eden. Levoni wants I want white. Shemele Eske, maybe I'll end up in Gehenim. And I'll be white, all in black. I'll be a chosin amongst the Avelim. And I'll stand out. I don't want to stand out, bottom line.
This is Rabbi Yanai, you know. He's worried he's going to go Gehenim. What does that leave for us?
What should you bear me? Kalim or Luri in Abayim Nizayam. Kalim means it's not black or white. And Rashi says it's actually red. So Alma Lavuch, it's not black. Like Kasha. Habiglim Abayim, tablecloth was black. Wearing clothes was red. Red didn't stand up.
It's not.
Red
garments
wasn't a garment. You're not allowed to wear it, yeah, because
it's a princess.
Oh, no, we had more. We had that in the reckoning in Brachas, Taka, when they saw this woman walking around. Oh, you know, Shmuel, and pulled the clothes off.
They ripped it off in the marketplace.
And that's it.
Because she was not.
And interesting.
Because she was not
Tish. And the Bezin, and the Bezin Paskin, then he has to give $400. That's what her name was.
And here they ripped his clothes off and they gave him $400.
Yeah, but here they didn't even go to Bezin. They already knew from that story that this is what the cost is. It's either because they look the same, or for women it's more princess.
So if you buy a Ferrari, you'll have to buy a black one.
Which means, like in China, you're not allowed to buy yellow. Because, like, red is for us, yellow is for China. It's a very loud color, so it attracts attention. And all of them, all of the different kinds of blood, what kind of background should you have? You should have a white cloth. As we learn, Chassidus, that white is a color atzmi, and therefore doesn't attract any other color. Black absorbs all colors. White reflects all colors. But if it's a black thing, you want to check it against black. You check against of dark against red color. When it comes to black, you use a red color background. When it comes to all other blood, you should use a white color background. If he meant all other colors, you have to use white as well. Let me just say, black is different.
Is it this kind of a discussion?
There's no discussion.
I think Aduma is really more brownish.
Because the pictures that you see today are brown. Yeah, don't know. The arguing in black itself. Amarulula says, cool on all the colors. Amuk Mekane, if it's darker than what the colors in our Mishnah, then it's Tame. Dia Mekane, every color in our Mishnah is a different shade. If it's lighter than that, it's Tame. Kishachar, like just like black. The Mishnah tells us by black, darker is Tame and lighter is Tame. The Mishnah is not restricting it to black, all colors. So why does Mishnah only choose to talk about black? Shachid Edom, really black is red. Ella Shalaka was afflicted. Therefore, I feel the became I would have thought that since really it's red, no matter what shade it is, black, it should always be tummy. Kamashlada, no. But really, all colors, darker is tummy, lighter than what it says on Mishnah is tight. I disagree with Kula on all the blood. Amuk mekain tame, dia mekain nami tame. It doesn't matter if it's darker or lighter. It is tame. Chutz meshacha black. Black. That's why the Mishnah highlights black. Is black's exception. So what do you have to tell me? All these different statements here have machleis on what the color is. Who cares? What shade the color is? Dark or lighter? You tell me that it's tame except black. La fuke dia didia. If it's light of light, if it's really light, then it's a different story altogether. So we need to know what the main color is, and then we can work our way around it. You know, slightly darker, slightly lighter. Others say, Rabbi Rama said, but cool, all them, Amuk mekain tov, the darker than that is toid. If it's darker than that is toid, unless it becomes like one of the other colors. DM mekain, but if it's lighter, toid is toid. So whether it's dark or light, it has to be exactly the color. Black is the only one that we have leeway that if it's a little bit darker, it's tummy. Sorry? We did. We had Yain Mazag. It's one of them. Diluted wine, not stam wine. Chutz Meshach, we'll come to that. Except black. That's why we need to know exactly what all these other colors are. Baka Parama, Rabbi Kabbalah says, the cool in all them. Amuk McCain. This is what he concludes. All them. If it's darker, it's tummy. D and McCain, Tar. Chutz Meshach, except the white diluted wine. Amuk McCain, Tar. Diluted wine is the only exception that if it's darker, it is Tar. D and McCain, Tar. You have to be exactly the way it is. Bakapora. So Bakapora holds when it comes to wine, darker or lighter is mutter. All other colors, darker is tummy and lighter, and so on. And black, why did Mishnah highlight black? Like the answer we gave before, because black really is red. So we would have thought that even a lighter version of black is still awesome. So but the Morgan continues, very interesting. So Bakapora is being very makel when it comes to wine. They once showed him a very light version of diluted wine. Vidochi says toy. Then later, amikali, they showed him a very dark version of diluted wine. Vidochi, and he made it toy as well. Omar Abchanina was a world expert when it came to Maris of Sunsi. Kama nofish gavra, how great is this person? The libe kishmaite, he had guts. To actually paskin not only lechumra he's machmir, don't be kun to be machmir, but he makel according to his own version when everybody else argues with him.
Back to his guns.
Yeah, that, everybody else argues. Everyone else says, you know, the all other colors, and he, you know, everyone else practically except one says that all other colors, if it's darker, it's tummy. He said, nope, it's tired. And he, people came to him, he paskin this way, so he really believed in his opinion.
Why is that not like a zakin mami?
Against who?
No, I'm saying everyone else holds different.
There's three different opinions. It's not Bezdin, Sanhedrin. Look, Mam is only Sanhedrin, only Lishkala Gozes. Ugeker and Karkum, which we had yesterday, two opinions as to whether it's a crocus bush or whether it is saffron.
Yeah, working it out.
Tony, we learned. Lach, it should be moist. For the other, not dry. Tony, now we have four brises. One brise says, Tony, there's a number of rows of petals of leaves. As we're soon saying, there are three rows, three branches, let's say, coming out of it, and each branch has three leaves on it, like a hodos. So one brise says, Ketach l'ke'elyon. Which part of this let's say saffron it is, or crocus on the bottom, not the higher branches. But the higher branches and the lower branches. The higher and surely the lower. What's going on here? Who else can sort it out? Not Rabbaya. Let me explain how it works. Tlasa, every brise is talking about something else and you're mixing them all up. Tlasa Dori, there are three rows, with Tlasa Tarfa, and each row had three leaves having. And which is the best one, the right color? The best one is the middle row, the middle leaf. That is the right who? The right shade. That is the right one. So, and therefore he explains it. When the Braise says the Elyon, not the Tachton, he meant the very bottom one. Use the one above that, which is the middle one. Perfect. The Braise that says the Elyon, and surely the Tachton is... He's saying the top one is also all right, but surely the middle one is all right. Then the next brayso are the leaves. When it says they could tachten the choshken ke'elyon, it's talking about the third leaf, the one closest to the stem, and surely the middle one, that's the best one. And so on and so forth. So each one is talking about something else. When it came to Ravu, he said to them, when we say the crocus bush or the saffron, we're talking about while still attached to the ground. Don't cut it off and then, because it starts fading straight away, the colors. Like we said, like the water from this place, and then you put some water, as I said, the sand from this place, which is a certain red, you put water on top of that. That water is the right, correct shade. That's what I learned. He brings fatty earth. Mibikas base kedem from a place called the Valley of Base Kedem, Umetzvel and Mayim, and he floats water on top of that. Divid Amerim. Kibayim Mibikas Yudefis from another place called Mibikas Yudefis. That it's that red sand. Sorry?
Yotfat is mentioned
in the Kemes and Tisha B'Av. Okay. And, okay, Rabbi Yishayim, from this other place, their sand is the right color. Rabbi Shimon Ayman, Af Mebikas Genoisa. He says, also, he says, your place are right, but also from Bikas Genoisa, from the Valley of Genoisa. Uki Yitzbe, and similar. So it's not limited, but that kind of sand. Tanya, Yidah, Chlidon, Rabbi Yishayim, Kimei Me'adom, and maybe Adom Yishayim, because Beis Kedem, bring from the Valley of Beis Kedem. Umeitzvah Lemayim, Kikli Lashay, you put water, but how much water? Only very thin, a very little amount of water, like the peel of a garlic, that's how much water should be on top of it. Vein Shir Lemayim, but how much water is it? There's no really amount, because there's no Shir offer. You can bring as much sand as you want, but all we want is the water should cover it. The very little water, so it should be like the peel of a garlic. And you're not supposed to check the water when it's crystal clear, when stirred with sand in it. You need the sand in it to give it that right color. So if it, let's say the sand settled to the bottom of the water and now it's crystal clear, can you mix, dilute it again? When you mix it, don't use your hand, it'll be keli. See, boil. Have another question. Do we mean that you should use a spoon or something, a stirrer? We don't want you to take a hand, put some sand and water on it, and if the problem is the keli, we want you to have it on the ground, but not on your hand. Is that what he's saying here? I will be mona, but inside a keli ki okla biyode shapet. If it's in a cup or something and you stir it with your hand, we don't care. Odimad le lavrin biyode ela be mona. We mean don't even have it in your hand. We mean it should never be in your hand. I don't care how you stir it. It should be only in the keli. Touch my kamenei. You should break it. Break it. Ela be kais. Use a cup. Okay. Vadayin tiboyla bedika be kais akida be my. Okay. It has to be in a cup. But if you use a cup, how do you stir it? Does it stir by hand? No, but when the Braisa says don't use your hand, he maybe meant don't use your hand to scoop it up, but you keep it in a keli. But now the stirring it, because if the sand settles to the bottom and the water now is transparent and translucent, it's no good. So we need to stir it. So you mean to stir it with your hand, or we don't care how you stir it, or you have to use a keli? No, we said we did no shit. So the water, no, it's only a film of water.
It's
exactly, only
a portion.
We only a drop of water. So whatever sand.
That's why we say there's no measurement for the water. Because exactly. There's no measurement for the sand.
Ain't she'll offer.
Depends how much you put.
Exactly. All we want is a little bit of water, not too much water.
Exactly.
The tenets is, as usual, my take home. We're talking about that it should be in the sand in its original place. No, if you pick up the sand from Bika's Base Kedem and you bring it to your place, it doesn't work. So what are you supposed to do? You have to, okay, guys, travel.
Bring,
I got to go to Base
Kedem.
Yeah, I'll come to Base Kedem. That's what he's saying here. It changes the thing. So unless if he followed the opinion of Shimon, who says it doesn't have to be Dafke Base Kedem or the African, it knows any place. There are places all over that have sand of that particular color. Go to outside of the city, wherever it is, and compare it to that sand. He's the crack up over here. There's big clumps of sand, and he's the bodig. No, but he had it dry. He didn't have water. He just used the sand itself. In fact, even when they have water, we said you have to stir it. It's not really the water. It's the sand, and the water makes it a little bit fainter. He went straight to the sand. Layit, Rabbi Shmuel heard about it. Layit, alei, Rabbi Shmuel, but Rabbi Yosi cursed. Ba'askra, which is a terrible curse. Diphtheria. If you follow Rabbi Chanina's way. Why? Rabbi Chanina, who the Chakim, Rabbi Chanina was an exceptional, what do you call it, expert when it comes to matters, so therefore he can do whatever he wants. But everyone else is not such experts as he is. The fact that Chanin is such an expert, God Mali, when I saw what kind of expert he was, it caused me the Achre Dhamma. I wouldn't see, so far we had the greatest. Rav Ashi said he wouldn't look at Dham because he doesn't know anything. We had all these Amarayim who said, we're not going to look because we don't know what we're doing compared to these guys here. So he said, Rav Yechanan said, I saw the wisdom of Rav Chanin, God Mali, that caused me the Achre Dhamma. I would not look at blood. You know what happened? Mitamina, I looked at the blood. He showed me blood. What do you think? And I said, Tommy, Mitai. And he said, what are you talking about? It's Toy. Mitahana, when I showed me some other blood, and I said, Toy, Mitami. He said, it's Tommy. So I said, you know what? I'm stepping away from it. Rabbi said, and if Nosa, the Rebbe, Rabbi Loza said, the humility of Rebbe, of Abba Chanina, Gormali, the Chazai Dhamma, that caused me yet to look at blood. What do you mean? After all this said and done, Rabbi Chanina was humble and yet mochiz nafshu the suffig. He would go in and paskin. This you're talking about a suffig of a nida going back to her husband, a suffig, you know, of kodesh and all that. And yet he took it on himself to go ahead and paskin tummy and toy. Because I'm not so humble as he is. Shouldn't see look at blood. So I went to look. Amar Rabbi Zayda said, this is interesting. Tiva de Bavel. The Amoraim and Bavel, not only like Shmuel and others, not only were they big scholars in learning, they also knew secular things. They knew that Shmuel was an astrologer, Shmuel knew medicine. They knew science. He says, in Bavel, they knew science. Tivadara, that's what he calls it. They knew science. Is Gar Malik, but I was a Yeshiva Bacher, what I know about science? I knew nothing. So Gar Malik, that caused me the Lechazai Dhamma. I decided, you know what? I'm not suitable to, I'm not cut out. I didn't say that, but yeah.
It's hard to find a Rav from Paskin in Maris. There's a lot.
In those days, yeah.
Looking around everywhere, and that's not my thing.
Even though in come to Gomorrah, they were the greatest. Rav Ashi, you know, Rav Yechanan. Rav Ashi, we had Teilu Gul Mokam Echad, you know, from the time of Rebbe. Da Amina, Betiva, Lo Yedaina, Bedami.
How much harder is this than the Kohen needed to be going?
Than what?
How much harder is these Maris compared to Kohen and its look at the Goyim? And yet the Kohen had to do it. Something
but Nagoyim we had before, they're all Tommy. The question is what it is. A Negah's a Negah. I can remember what I said before. But they damn Tommy, damn Toy.
Yeah, but the issue of shades of white, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's made, the main thing is what's first, the hair or this, and these kind of things. This is posh shades of colors. You know, how many times, you know, you go look at a color and you say, that, oh, that color is X, and another person of the color is, no, that's called this. In the moment, it's a little bit off the main colors, the primary colors.
What about colorblind people?
We're not even getting there. We're talking about colored people who can see. We have before blind people, to give it to our friends. The Lord Chazai, Dhamma. Sorry?
Somebody who's a colorblind couldn't sit in the Sanhedrin, probably.
I don't know. They didn't do Maris. No. I said, I don't know any science, but I know different colors of blood. Forget it. Remember, the Betiva, Taimusa, you tell me it has to do with knowing science, but Rabbo, the other Betiva, Rabbo who knew science, so Rabbo knew science, or Rabbo knew science, and the Yoda Bedama. No, and the Tosafot Rosh says that the word should be Rabba because the Rabba actually was a Bucky. We'll soon see. Rabba was a Bucky. Rashi it learns it was Rabba. We'll soon explain how Rashi knows it was Rabba. It was a Rabba. Rashi knows Rabba didn't know. We'll see in a minute. But Rabba the Yad Betiva. Rabba knew saying the Yad Betama. He did not pass when it came to blood. Or Rabba didn't. Koshke come. Madach Rabba the Yad Betiva. Madach he knew science. He had Lechaz Dama refused to see blood. The Maris. But no, actually now look. They brought before him blood and he didn't want to see Omar. Interesting. Before we had Ula was going around showing people colors, so he knew the colors and yet he refused to paskin. Why? What? Yeah, but we're talking about colors now. We're not talking about this is more to know colors than. Omar, he said, who was the master of the Boki when it came to Maris, more than any of the Chacham in Yisrael. When it came to the city of Rabbi Yehuda, which is Pumbedisa, after you know Shmuel and Rav passed away, Rabbi Yehuda became the next leader. Lechazi Dam, refused to see Dam. I should see, Ula should say, I should see Dam. Now, my Kohen Lamor and Yisrael, why would Rabbi Elazar call him the master of Eretz Yisrael? The Yitzha, a woman, the Aisha Domla Kamei, the Rabbi Elazar, a woman came before Rabbi Elazar. Habi Yossi, Rabbi Ami Kamei, Rabbi Ami was sitting there. Orche, instead of looking at the blood, he smelled it. No, he sniffed it. Amalah, he said to her, this is not Damnida, even though the color is right. Hai Dam Chimiru, must be that your husband was away and came home and you were so excited, and that's the blood that came out. And therefore you're tired. It's not Damnida. Most of the Nafka, after the woman walked out, Atapalo Rabami, Rabami followed her and asked her, is that Taka true? Did he pass it correctly? Omer Ole, yes. Bali Ho Yibaderech. My husband was away. Vichimalati. And I thought about him. And I had. And he said about Rabbi Elazar, Soid Hashem L'Reyav. The Eibishter gives the secrets, shares the secrets with those who fear him. Ifra Hurmiz wasn't Jewish. Rashi says an interesting thing here. Ukroival his gayer. What in the world does that mean? Kroival his gayer. Oda geir, oda goy. In other words, she lived the life of a yid even though she wasn't megayer. Now, was her intention one day to be megayer or not? It's hard to see. But Rashi says, kroival his gayer. Interesting expression. So this woman, Ifra Hurmiz, was the mother of Shava Malka, a royal family. Shadra Domu Lekamidobah said, because she practiced the Yiddishkeit, even though she wasn't a Yid, she sent her blood and she wanted to, whatever the Yidin do, she would follow. So she sent her maris to Rava. Here you see Rava. So Rosh says it couldn't be Rava who said that on Paskin. Rava right here. Have Yossi Rava Vadi Kamer. Vadi said before him, Orchei. So the way the Rosh learned, Rava smelled it. Omullah Haidam Chimiru. This is the Dam Chimud. Now Rashi is going to answer very simple. Why in the world is he going to mention Avadya's name here? Who cares Avadya was sitting there? Obviously, it's Avadya who smelled it down, because Rava didn't want to paskin. And this is my raya, that's Rava. Anyway, she said to her son, wow, tochazi kamacha kimi yudor, how intelligent they are. He's right. It's Dam Chimud. The son said to her husband, he was a skeptic, Dilma Kasumir Ka'aruba, famous saying, maybe like a blind person who's tapping around, he finds a skylight and he walks down, he has no idea. He guessed. Basically, he guessed. Yeah, so she sent him 60 different maris of blood that she accumulated. The kulu amrinu, every single one of them he guessed right. He didn't guess right. He said paskin exactly what it was, whether from her or not. Ahu basra dam kinim hava, but the very last one was from a louse, lo yada, and he didn't know. Rava didn't know where the blood came from. Yistayim ilso devish geholfen v'shodr lo. He didn't answer. But instead, he sent her a srikusa, a comb, the mikatli kalmi that happened to use in here and killed lice. When she received it, she thought he sent me a message. He was being very idle. And he sent me a message that you should know the blood is from lice. Even though Rav had no idea, he just sent her a comb as a present, a very nice comb. Almost, she said, Yehudoi betavaduli beyasvitu. They know the inner recesses of the heart. They know exactly what's going on. Sorry? No, these are tzaddikim. They can smell it afterwards. Rashi says a modern zach what Hermes is. I mean, just look at Rashi. I don't want to touch it, but Hermes. Look at Rashi. Ifra, we have it all over Shas. Ifra Hermes. Who? What's the word? What's Hermes mean? Ifra mean Ifra is like an officer or you know, a chashev, a person. What's Hermes? Says Rashi, but say 8 lines. K'moy Hermes bar lilase kolaymer yoyfe shadayim hoyva. That's the kind of name you give a person.
But he says Ifra is Greek. He says
yeah.
It means beautiful.
So we had Rabbi Ami, I don't know, who was a beautiful person. Anyway, imagine a person's name like that.
Who was this Ifra?
It's always Gemara. She gave a lot of money to things. We had a Babasa. We had a Gemara Babasa about she asking, like, distributing money to the Ormalite. Rashi is Kravel is guy, which means probably eventually she's Magai. Otherwise, why even put the word Kravel is guy? Or maybe she was learning and she went to like over here, our system over here. It takes 10 years to become a Yid. So she just, you know, during those 10 years, she's called Kravel is guy. So, right? Rav Yudah said in the beginning, I used to look at blood. Look at this. Kevin, look how from he was. He didn't mean, you know, like had any more Rabbi Yossi used to call his wife Basie. He never called his wife Ishti. Ishti called him Basie. You know what he used to call his wife? Imed Yitzchak Bri, the mother of Yitzchak, my son. He wouldn't call, because it sneezed, he wouldn't call my wife. The mother of Yitzchak, my son, told me, Hai Tipsa Kamaisa, Le Masin Le Kamaid Rabban. I never would give the first drop of blood that came out in the first cotton. I would never give it to them. There's a Hima, because it has other junk there as well. I wouldn't want to give it to them. Le Chazin, the Beit Tumutai, I stopped seeing it because I don't know if I'm seeing the right thing or not. Interesting, before we said Rabbi Elazar said if Rabbi Yehuda. Sorry, we said Ullah said when I came to the city of Rabbi Yehuda, I would not, what do you call it? When Rabbi Loza came to see Rabbi Yehuda, he wouldn't paskin. Could Rabbi Yehuda paskin? Rabbi Yehuda himself said he stopped. I guess it was a time that he used to paskin, and then eventually he stopped. When the mother of his son told him this particular thing. Because Cliff. Yeah. So therefore, so Tay says from here we see that a husband can paskin for his wife's marriage, even though normally you say he gave it over, not here. It's Isra Hatzah. But if a woman, let's say, had to give birth to a boy or a girl, and you wait the 66 days, you know, the 80 days or the thing, then there, by the time when you start bleeding again at the end, it's all clean because there's no zed or anything else there. Yalta, the famous Yalta, she's a very feisty woman. As we had them getting a bracha, she broke all those barrels and ice. Don't come to Rabbi Chana. She went for blood before Rabbi Chana, the Tummy Law, and he said, it's Tummy. How did Isaac come to Rabbi Yehuda? Then she went to Rabbi Yehuda, the Dochle, was tired. How in the world could you do that? But time you learn Chochem Shetime Ein Chaveder Shetar. How can you go ahead and pass on that story when another Rav already passed on his tummy? We already had some brachas and had a long talk about it then. Also, Ein Chaveder Shetar. Hati Nabi Mater. Sing more like this. Mikodem Metumei Matamli. First is Matami. Kivin the Omer Lei, but he also is Matami. You heard the other Rav is Matami. Kivin when she said to him Chol Yoyim Ahavim Medakali, she said to him, but really. He used to make a toy. But he did the chosh be'enya. Now he couldn't really see that well. Dochelo, he's matayit. If he didn't know the chosh be'enya, that's why he's matamiyit. So then he said, okay, so I'm going to be tired. And Taisa already says, Taisa already says that it's talking about that he himself felt in his heart of hearts that it's toy. He was matamiyit because he heard the other rabbis matamiyit. Then when she told him that he actually is matayit, but now that his eyes are blurred, so he is matayit, but not because of what she said, but because this is what he used to do. The taste has the bottom, but how did she go to another Rav? Once the Rav paskins, look at the last part of the last taste of the Chofan Bey, it's an important thing to remember. V'yeshleimer, four lines in the bottom. Taste the holes. The kepeda loy have ashoyel. There's nothing wrong with asking other Rabbanim the same question he asked. El achochem. The Rav shouldn't paskin. The Rav should ask her, did you ask anybody else? In fact, she should volunteer it. The Rav should ask her, did you ask anybody else? Did you get a psak? Before I give you a psak. Aval hashoy yishul kol ma sheyirtze. You can ask whatever you want. In fact, it's what do you mean? It must be according to Taisa that she has to tell them. By the way, I went to Shmedel and he paskin that is also. But what do you think? This way the guy will work harder to come up with a psak. Because someone else said, also, even though I feel smooth, maybe I should double check. Upamim shadishin toya. Sometimes the first one makes a mistake, so you got to go back. Big machlek is why you shouldn't go to another Rav. Is it because the guy made a chatiched in Surah, so therefore even if it's Torah you can't go fight it, or because covered a tater and so on? So you tell me that you believe that this is Torah. Me members, you believe in yes. What time you learn? The members, you learn Mazedis. If a woman's talking, believe to say this is something. I remember last time that he passed on this is Torah, so it's Torah. Yibaylu, because that Yiddish playing the Chacham Ma'um. If she walks along and she says this other rabbi paskin that this is Torah, is that a good enough or not? Touch me, I mean, remember that we just said a woman is allowed to say that this very same blood somebody else passed on that Torah. No, shiny horse and less the kamo. We don't have the blood, so you're saying something like this was Torah. But if the blood was in, maybe Taka should ask. Touch me, the Yalta Isis Dom the Kamad Rechon, the Vitomel, the Tamil, the Kamar Yisro, the Avud, the Torah, the Metai, the Hecha, the Vitomel, asked, how can you do that? But Tanya Choch, the Timmy, the Vitomel, the Metai, the Amina, the Metamil, really, that he himself was Metami as well. Kevin the Omnibus, but then she told him, the Cholyema Matkele, every time this happened, it was Torah. Ki Hai Gavna, Vaidin the Choshbein, and now he just couldn't see well, how did Dokhli Metai? So see, clearly he believed her. Alma Mehem the Lord believed. He's what you the Agmari Samino. He himself also believed that it's Torah. He just didn't want to pass in that way. But now that she told him that even then Abchanina used to pass in this way, okay, he felt it right. So the Gemara, Rabbi Chana. Rabbi Rod Damba Laila, Rabbi he holds, not like we learned before that you should only see in the sunlight, he's seeing the candlelight. And then he saw the same thing by day and he was metayit. Himtin Shoah has waited another hour, but Chazim he changed his mind three times. Amar Oili Shemati Isi. Maybe I made a mistake. Maybe when I changed my mind, I made a mistake. When I said, first I said it was Tari, then I said in the morning it's Tami, then I went ahead and said Tari. Maybe I made a mistake, now I'm saying it's Tami. At night he said it was Tami, in the morning he saw in the sun he said it's Tari, and then he saw it, a lot later he says Tami. And then he started thinking, maybe I made a mistake. Why did I keep changing my mind? I made Tami. Shemati Isi Vadatar, shouldn't you make a mistake? Tani learned, Lo Yemachach, Tami. Now let's say, oh, you know, you have to paskin the way it is. You can't say, oh, now it's dry, therefore, but if it would have been moist and make up, oh, then I would have paskin. Because when he saw it in the morning, he paskin correctly, because that's what it was. Bikore Arzgeve Tame. No, first he thought that was Tame at night. It wasn't a Suffolk. He looked in the candlelight and he thought it was Tame. And we saw that the Rebbe Taka holds a lot of Boydik and candlelight. When he saw in the morning the blood changed colors, maybe at night also started. Maybe I didn't see right. My peers are right. If give the chazer the hodish, I saw the blood an hour later change colors again or shades again. I was right last night. That the colors are just keep on evolving, but the first one I saw last night was the right one. But the Rebbe Buddy, when the Rebbe used to hold, he allowed to check by candlelight, which what do you see? Buddy, when he used to check even on a cloudy day, between the beams of his shul, which means it was cloudy and it also was indoors and yet it wasn't so bright, it was good enough. Amar Abba Meshmo, the cool and all them, and Boykin Oshel Ben Chamel itself, really, you shouldn't be Buddy only between, not directly in the sun, it's hard to see, but in a sunny day, but partially in the shade. In the sunlight, but use the hand to make shade. Let's finish the Mishnah. Wine, two parts. Tanu learned Hasharoni, that this region of Sharoni, that's the diluted Nida and Kamoli Chai. That also, this is how they check it in Kamoli.
The Sharoni one has to be diluted. The caramel one is.
Raw caramel is the same thing. Yeah. Why? Because their wine was not so strong. And it wasn't diluted. Chadash, new wine, not old one. We use a cup from Tveria, Poshet, which is simple. My time, why dafka their cups? If you have, you make a cup to hold a store, a leg of wine, whatever it is, they will make it thick like a mana, the weight of a mana. We think of 200 mana. Because Tveria Poshet is very thin. I feel the mouth is they only make it for one mana. But I did the colors because the glass is thin. You can see right through it very well. Hadna lo kol yad.